revolve in this week's parsha. He comments on the fact that you see Rashi throughout the brachas referring to that the bracha was given for specific individuals. Don is speaking about Shimshon, Yehuda is speaking about David, and Shlomo. So David and Shlomo, we sort of relate to that they represent Malchus, they represent Mashiach. It's not the individual, but it's the office that the individual represents. But you have references to Gideon and to Yeshua. It sounds like the brachas were given referring to specific individuals. It's almost like you're ignoring the whole Shevet. Potentially hundreds of thousands of people over the years, and focusing on one time in the future, there's going to be one individual, and the bracha is given vis-a-vis that one individual. That all we can say about Don is that one day there's going to be Shimshon and he's going to do X, Y, and Z. So how are we supposed to understand that? And the truth is, B'chlal, that we find in the Torah, there's a very significant focus on individuals. It's clearly not a history book. Many pieces of information are not, which a historian would write, are not there. But above and beyond that, there is a significant focus on individuals. He says the message we're supposed to take away is that yes, the Torah focuses on individuals. The Midrashim, the Rashi's quoting, fleshing out the view, this point, is saying that it's possible, it's correct to say that the purpose of the Shevet is to bring out this individual or these individuals. The wreck of the community behind them allows for such individuals to play a role. In our times, we see the pivotal role that the Chofetz Chaim played. He brings that the Alto from Slobodka said it was Kedai the whole all of the Slobodka yeshiva of all of the years to produce Rav Aaron Kotler. So they asked him, so why didn't you meet so many Talmidim? He says, without all the Talmidim, Rav Aaron would not have become who he was. But look what Rav Aaron did. Rav Aaron changed the face of America. He changed which subsequently changed the face of the world. He brought the Torah into mainstream orthodoxy in a way which we never could have imagined in the 1940s and before. And now, you know, not just look at the city of Lakewood, but look at the attitude which is promulgated throughout the country. So the Bereshit had this individual. He created the Rekha to allow that individual to flourish, and he flourished. I mentioned once that there's a medrash that Rabbi Elamir Bloch explains. The medrash talks about if Reuven had known the impact of his action of saving Yosef, he would have carried Yosef home back to his father. If Aaron had known that the Torah is going to write that he's going out to greet Moshe, he would have went out with an orchestra. Boaz would have given, if the Torah would have known the Torah is going to write that he gave her six sarim, he would have given her fattened geese. He says it doesn't mean that they're looking for, if they know it's getting into the Bible, into the newspaper, they would have done a better job. It means if they had known that what they're doing are things which have historic significance, they would have addressed it in a different way. They thought they're a private individual doing a private act, two brothers, one helping the other, one saving the other, helping a poor woman, and that's it. Reality is these are actions which have cosmic significance. The Medrash continues, and it says, and nowadays who writes? It says, Elio writes that Mashiach is choisim, which means those actions don't stop. Each individual has the ability to create tremendous impact. And maybe our whole lives aren't going to do that, but there are moments in our lives that we have that opportunity as well. The world, the history is built on the actions of individuals, and the Torah Dafka stresses and focuses on the individuals. The godless is of course is built through the individuals, and each person has to recognize that he has the responsibility to act, be ready for that moment, and maybe to be able to use that moment properly. Have a good Shabbos.